and Heartbroken. John Chapman, James Kirby and James Henderson were among seven volunteers from World Central Kitchen who died when their convoy was hit. Tess Ingram from the United Nations Organisation for Children, UNICEF, says their job's increasingly difficult.
We are trying to do our job, but we are continually being hampered every step of the way. We're not getting enough aid in. We are unable to properly move throughout the Gaza Strip. And while we're doing that, we're at risk of being killed.
Royal Mail is confirming details of proposed reforms to its service, including delivering second-class mail on alternate weekdays. It's asking the regulator Ofcom whether it can make the changes due to declining letter volumes as it tries to reduce costs. Taiwan's biggest earthquake in a quarter of a century has killed at least seven people and injured more than 700 others. The tremor, estimated at between 7.2 and 7.7 in magnitude, left buildings at different angles and triggered landslides. At least 77 people are trapped in tunnels and collapsed buildings. Our Asia correspondent, Cordelia Lynch, says the quake struck early in the morning.
The actual epicentre of it was in a mountainous, sparsely populated area, which is perhaps why there wasn't more destruction.
The main suspect in the disappearance of Madeleine McCann is appearing in a German court charged with unrelated sex crimes. Christian B is accused of attacks in Portugal between 2000 and 2017. His lawyer dismissed the evidence as abysmal. Supermarket sales rose 5.4% in March, helped by falling food prices and increased competition. Slowing inflation encouraged shoppers to increase purchases. And triple Olympic swimming champion Adam Peaty says he's gone through 3 years of hell by battling depression and alcohol problems as he booked his place at Paris 24. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, 15 degrees, light rain showers and it's saying a fresh breeze. So let's have a little look. Should remain dry actually, it's looking remaining dry for most of the day, but the chances of rain are coming in the evening, possibly about sort of 10 or 11 o'clock. There's about an 80% chance of rain then. During the day is about a 20% chance. You can see some black clouds. But at the moment, it's dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
First off, I need to say a big thank you to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. Got me for the next 3 hours. And I've got guests today. I'll be talking to Essex-based band Square Wave. Not spoken to the guys since May 23. They have got a brand new EP coming out, which they're going to be telling you all about, plus their track, which I've been playing on the show, which is called Too Far. That's the current release from their EP. So I'll be chatting to them at about 11:30. They're not live in the studio today, but they are live on Zoom. Last time they came in and played live, they're amazing. But we will drag them in eventually to come back in and play live when we can get them back in the studio. So that's all coming up on this show. I'm going to be having a look at some news stories and seeing what is coming up on, seeing what's coming up in the news. There's lots of little stories at the moment, but nothing really particularly. I'm trying to find some funny stories, you know? Some funny things, but it seems to be quite difficult with the you know, strange news or weird news around the world. I do keep looking. I don't know. There's a animal stolen from a zoo. Trillions of underground bugs to emerge in biggest invade. Oh no, let's have a look at this. Is this an April Fool's? No, this is the 2nd of April. Here we go. Oh, when, is this not over in the UK, though? It doesn't matter, does it? It's not here. Oh, it's in the US. Oh, there we go. Trillions of... What are they called? I can't pronounce that. I can't even pronounce what they are. I think it's cicadas or something. To emerge, they look like bugs. To emerge in parts of the US, numbers not been seen in decades and possibly centuries. People in the southeast of the US are set to see the surfaces covered. Do you remember you used to get, though, didn't you? Like those bugs and stuff. I remember one year when the pavement was absolutely... They're flying ants, you know, the invasion of the flying ants. And we used to get those. I don't know if you get them so much now, but it used to be every year. And I remember one year walking down the road and it started and I was like crying because the pavement was just covered with flying ants. It was like they were everywhere, like getting your eyes and your hair. Oh! horrible. Now, apparently, I did hear, or I read, now, I don't know where I this was yesterday. Apparently, birds, okay, their brains are getting bigger and they're going to take over the world. Mind you, was yesterday April Fool's? Maybe I heard it on April Fool's. I don't know. I added the take over the world bit. That's not true. But apparently, I'm sure that I read somewhere. Do you know what? I feel... sometimes when I dream at night, I woke up this morning, and I felt very tired yesterday during the day because I'm still catching up from having, you know, not any sleep for 36 hours, which happened on Thursday, Friday. I'm still kind of recovering from it. It's a bit like a jet lag. And yesterday I felt very, very, really tired after I finished the show. And then last night I remember little snippets of me with a backpack going into work. And it's like in my dream, I don't know if you ever had this, I've actually been working last night. And I was going places. It was the daytime. I was going places. I wasn't in this country. I was doing some stuff, I think, over in Dubai. But I can't remember the job. Excuse me. Coughing there. Or anything else. But do you ever get that where you feel like your dream and you get little snippets and you think, I've actually been... It's like you're living sometimes to me. Another life. I know it sounds really weird, but you get sometimes I wake up and I think that I've actually, I mean, one of the dreams the other month, just as I woke up, I was really tired and I'd been flying somewhere and I was just checking into the hotel, and then I woke up, I was like, wow, I feel like I've been traveling all night. So I don't know. We don't know, do we? I mean, our dreams are meant to unlock what we go through during the day, but they still really don't understand really the pro of what our brain, you know. We don't use all of our brain. Obviously, I only use a very small percentage of mine. But do you know what I mean? It's just weird, isn't it? It's weird. I always find dreaming and, you know, going to sleep one of those things. It's just very... You shut down, don't you? And we all have to do it. I mean, you know, when I didn't have sleep for 36 hours, I was fine. And then I couldn't sleep when I got... Well, actually, it was longer than that because I couldn't sleep when I got home. It was like I was wired and wide awake. I think it's because I had a lot of coffee, actually. That might be the reason. It could be. Now I'm going to start the tunes today with a track from Rogue FX and Maya Camera. This one is called Big Time and it is out now. If you like it, have a look at all the facebook.com/eatmybrunch, and you will find all of the bands that I play on the show are linked there, and also on my Instagram at Eat My Brunch as well. And you'll find me on TikTok because I love it, and Twitter. TikTok. I've been a bit lazy with TikTok over the last couple of days. I was doing really well and picking up a lot of followers and getting more numbers on my videos, and I've kind of let it slide a bit. I'm like, I can't be bothered. Do you know what I mean? Can't be bothered. So here we go, Rogue FX and Maya Camera. This is Big Time. We'll be right back.
Your business, go find a girl who wants to listen. Cause if you think I was born yesterday, you have got me wrong. So I cut you off. I don't need your love. Cause I already cried enough. I've been done. I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up. I'll tell you why. You say. When my best friend caught you creeping, you blamed it all on the alcohol. So I made my decision. Cause you made your bed, sleep in it. Play the victim and switch your position. I'm through, I'm done. So I cut you off. I don't need your love. Cause I already cried enough. I've been done. I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. You say I'm sorry, but it's just a play now. So say it and get gone, shut up. Cause if you think I care about you now, well boy, I don't give it up. I see you trying to get to me. I see you begging on your knees. Boy, I don't give it up. So stop trying to get to me. Get up on your knees. Cause boy, I don't give a fuck about you. No, I don't give a damn. You keep reminiscing on when you were my man, but I'm over you. You talk all that sweet talk, but I ain't coming back. Cut you off, I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
You say I'm not sorry.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright?
Stage fright.
Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
TK Talent Show.
TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Here is Killer Star, Got Me All Wrong.
I'm feeling down on my knees. Don't know who to please. You said I'm nothing to you. Telling you. Got me all wrong.
is Killer Star with Got Me All Wrong. You got me all wrong. Woo! I was playing a CD in the car. I know it was... What do you mean a CD? Well, I was. I was playing a CD this morning. I was playing Coldplay. Parachutes, I think it is, the very first album. When I was out in Brighton a couple of weeks ago, because one of my cars is that old, it has a CD player in it. And, I put it on this morning. I was like, oh, and it just took me right back to that release, which I think was, when did Coldplay, let's have a look, Parachutes, 1998, 97? When was it out? Oh, dear. It's going to make, 2000 it was out, 10th of July 2000. It was Parachutes. Yeah, brilliant album. And you know what? If I ever hear any of the songs individually, it's one of those things, because I played it so much, I know what the next song's going to be, and I'm waiting for it to come in. I think, do you know, I don't know which one. I like Sparks and I like Shiver. I loved Yellow, because that was the first release from the album, which somebody told me, actually, in Scotland, they said, have you heard this band called Coldplay? And it wasn't like we got social media now. It wasn't like that back in the 2000s. But it was, have you heard of Coldplay? And I went, no. And they said, you've got to listen to this track. You've got to find it and listen to it. And I remember seeing it or hearing it. And I don't know where, and I bought the album off of just listening to that one track. Because that's what you kind of did back then. You bought the album. And the whole album's just, it's just, you know, piece of art, really. I don't know if you get that so much now, do you, with people buying albums? I don't know. EPs, probably. But people seem to just release and release and release songs, especially independent artists, because you can release a song every 6 weeks and just build up your audience, and maybe nobody will know you in the big wide world, but you might have a huge following over in, I don't know, in America or anywhere else, and you might have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people following you, and you still won't be seen anywhere. It's a bit like the actors, actually. You remember they'd say to some of the actors, oh, you've not done anything for years because you've not been on telly. And then they say, well, actually, I've been in 18 plays and I've travelled all over the world, but it's just because you don't know. Or those biscuits were nice. Thank you, Francesca. I just finished it. She brought me in some biscuits on Thursday. I'm sure they were fine. There was two chocolatey ones with chocolate and gold dusting, and two plain ones, and they're shortbreads, and I've just eaten them. Very nice they were indeed. Do you know what I had for dinner last night? Well, you don't, because you weren't at my house. Out the freezer, I had a little bit of liver and bacon, and the bacon was so horrible that I had to put it on the side, and I ate a little bit of the liver. But after a while, with liver, I was just had some peas. I didn't have any fish or anything. And after a while, I'm like, no, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I had to stop. I don't know what was putting me off. The bacon was, sometimes when it was a ready-made dinner, and sometimes when they have the bacon, it's just like fat with a tiny little bit of bacon running through the middle of it. And then it's like streaky, and I'm not keen on streaky bacon. I like proper kind of bacon. Streaky bacon's just not, no, for me. But I was eating the liver. Then after a while, I kind of go, well, I'm eating liver. I like calves. I like little calves. No, that's terrible. Little calves liver. Chicken livers I like. Not calves liver. Chicken livers. I'm salivating. I like chicken. They used to... the things go in and out of fashion, because I remember you used to have chicken livers with balsamic vinegar and parmesan shavings and salad, watercress and things. They don't do that anymore. It's gone out of fashion. But no, actually, I have had calf's liver. I try and stay away from things. They don't do that anymore in any way, I don't think. I'm not seeing it on the menu for ages. I like chicken. I should look like chicken, because that's all I eat, is mostly chicken in any form, any way you can do it. Anyway, you can make, you know, you can roast chicken, cold chicken, cooked chicken, deep fried chicken, anything. Yeah, that's what I like, chicken. Anyway. Shall we play some Jamiroquai? I think we should. He's getting his band back together. Not that they've split up. They're going to be doing some more. They're doing another album, which should hopefully be coming out. I don't know if it's this year or next year. Looking forward to that. Here he is with one of his first tracks. This is Too Young to Die.
Everybody, don't want no war. No, 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 no. To die. So mad at people. I look at the world, yeah, all around the world. I've seen our brothers cry. I've seen
Love Jamiroquai. Can't wait for the new stuff to come out. Superb. Excellent. Good morning to Martin, who's out there. Yeah, George Bone's got a brand new track out, but it's not out until, I think it's April, so I can't play it until the day before the release. So he sent it to me. It's brilliant. I can't wait for that to be playing that to you. And also tomorrow in the studio, I've got live We Are All Fossils. Jacob's going to be playing his brand new release, which is called Hollow, which is glorious, and probably some other tracks as well. He's brilliant live in the studio. Plus, I'll be speaking to Summer as well. Can't wait to have a chat with her tomorrow too. And today I'll be chatting to Square Wave. So, yeah, I've got three lots of great independent music coming up over the next 2 days. And then on Friday, the show is going to be covered again by Keith, because I'm off. And I'm not off having a day off like I was last week when it all went disastrous and I ended up in the services overnight because the car broke down. I'm going to hospital on Friday to have a procedure. So I mentioned it, what I'm having done. It's not particularly, it's to do with the camera, but it's not camera action. It's more it's more depressing than that.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, there's no point in me getting dressed up for that, I can tell you. Right, what are we doing? Let's have a look at the events. Now, every Monday, if you are a singer out there and you want to test out some new material, you could be somebody who's just starting off wanting to be a singer. Turn up at the Phoenix FM Open Mic Nights on Monday the 8th of... I think it's 8th of April. Yeah, we're probably on. hosted by Kev Piggott from 8pm till 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection played on Sunday session show from 10am. So you just go along, put your backing track or your guitar or your keyboard set up and you can play live to a very, very friendly audience.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And a friendly audience it is indeed. I'm really loving this remix of Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is Jamming, the Fisher rework.
We're jamming, jamming, without.
Is the B-52s with Love Shack. A bit of a classic. It is a classic.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the roads for you this morning. First off to Brook Street Roundabout, as always. A little bit busy coming off the A1023 onto Brook Street Roundabout. That's, just a little bit busy. Can't see no problems. Heading down from Brook Street towards Lakeside. Let's have a little look. Delays of 5 minutes and delays easing on the M25 clockwise between Junction 29, A127 South End Arch Hill Road, Romford, Basildon, Junction 31, and A1306 Lakeside, Purfleet. Heading up from the A127, doesn't seem to be any problems on the A127 at the moment. It's running pretty smoothly. Very busy around Wilson's Corner in all directions. You do have some roadworks, temporary traffic lights on the B185 Kings Road at Hart Street. Just be aware, and the A12 heading up towards Chelmsford is looking clear. There are some roadworks there, as you know, ongoing 40 mile an hour speed restrictions at junction 13 and 16, and there will be some nighttime closures and a contraflow also used. Right, we've had the B-52s. I think we need some more. What was that voice? What am I doing? I think we need some more on the music. I need to get some reverb ready, because when I do that, it would be good if I went, we'll get some more music. But we don't have that facility here. Right, now, Ed Rome is doing brilliantly. I've been loving this track. It's got played on BBC One Extra. We had it first. It was also played on BBC Six, but we had it first. If you want to go and check him out, it's Ed Rome. You'll find him online across all socials, Ed Rome, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, what's the other one? TikTok. There we go. The track is called The Vendetta, and it's out now. It's also on Spotify, iTunes. You know, all the bands are. iTunes? It's not iTunes. Apple Music. That's it.
Well, forget the sugar.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Leonino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for reliable local travel to book your next holiday? At Magic Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
That is a classic by Elton John. Now, I didn't know this. Tilbury. I don't know if you've ever been to Tilbury. I think I might have been to Tilbury at some stage. But apparently Tilbury has been dubbed among the most depressing towns and cities in the UK. But the quiet Essex town has surprisingly caught the eye of Hollywood directors. According to annual poll, Tilbury was one of 11 locations that made the shortlist of the most depressing areas. However, a vibrant cinematic history with over 30 films, TV shows and documentaries have been filmed there. Now, did you know from very popular films like Harry Potter, Paddington, Indiana Jones, the Oscar-winning film Darkest Hour, are some of the big names of films that have been filmed in Tilbury. I had no idea. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade was filmed 1989, Paddington 2014, The Darkest Hour 2017. That's only to name a few. Who knew? But mind you, we had Mission Impossible filmed here with Tom Cruise, didn't we? Probably about 8 years ago, I think it was now, because he spoke to the mayor at the time, who was Will, and rung him up when Will was waiting to pick his son up from school. And he thought, he was like, who's this bloke on the phone, this American bloke? And he went, I'm Tom. And he went, oh, yeah, and what? Great story, actually, if you know, heard it. And I think in the end he said, oh, thank you very much, allowing us to film in Brentwood. It's really kind of you. Thanks. And he, you know, Will was sat in his car just thinking, what's going on? This is Tom Cruise. And then I think he said, I've got to go because my son's coming. And that's true. Tom Cruise never forgets somebody's name. Apparently, if you go on set with him or if you're interviewing him, there's loads of you around him, he asks for your name, and then he's got must have a photographic memory, because I forget names as soon as somebody's told me. You've heard me with some of the guests that come in. I have to write, if I don't write it down, it will go. So I have to have a note there of what, you know, like a waffle footland, names. I always make sure that I have to write them down. But I'll cruise. If Tom was coming in, I obviously wouldn't want to say anyway. I talked about Coldplay earlier. I'm going to give you some Coldplay now. This is Everyday Life. I'll be back with more after the news.